Hi, travelers. Kevin here. And believe it or not, we are cruising towards the end of the Juno and Second Citadel series, which is wild. That's a lot to wrap my head around. Hopefully it's not news to you that this is the final season of Juno and Second Citadel, but if it is, welcome. We only have a few stories left. So what we wanted to do is we wanted to sort of give you a broad outline of what the release schedule for those stories will be. If you are subscribed to our online newsletter, which is on Patreon, this is all going to be repeat information. If you're not subscribed to our online newsletter, why not? It's free. Just head on over to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. You can join, you can follow us for free. And every other week or so, you will get access to a traveler's log, a newsletter where we update you on news. And Harley and I write a little thing about our creative process each time. And we give you recommendations for things we've been watching, reading, playing. You get some recommendations from the cast and crew. It's a great time. And especially where these shows are coming to a close fairly soon. If you want updates on what we're planning next, what we're going to do next, because we are not disappearing off the face of the planet. At least it's not on my schedule. I'm not planning on disappearing off the face of the planet. The best way to do that is to follow us over there, because we will keep you updated every step of the way. So if you are mourning, like I am, the endings of these shows, and you are looking forward to the next thing, make sure you go on over to patreon.com/thepenumbrapodcast. Join us for free. That's enough hemming and or hawing, though. Let's jump into it. Let's talk about the release schedule for the rest of the season. So these are broad dates. Over the course of April to May, you can expect the next Second Citadel story, The Fall, parts 1 and 2. From May to June, you can expect another Juno story. I'm not going to give you the title yet. You're going to have to be patient. Then from June to July will be the Second Citadel finale. And the end of July / early August will be the Juno Steel finale. That is how close we are. We are cruising towards end of July, early August. This 8-year set of stories is coming to an end, which is wild. It's hard for me to wrap my head around. Because we are so close to the end, I do have to ask, if you have ever thought about supporting The Penumbra on Patreon, if you've ever thought about supporting us financially, if you have a friend or a family member or anybody else who has thought about supporting us financially, now's the time. It is not easy for me to ask for money. It's tough. But I do have to say our support has flagged a little bit over the course of the season on Patreon. And we are sort of right on the knife's edge of being able to continue to do this and being able to do the next things that we want to do, the next big secret projects that we want to do. We get exit surveys from Patreon that say why people have stopped pledging. And for the vast majority of everybody, it has been financial situations changing. It's a tough time to be a person right now. So really don't stretch yourself past a point that is safe for you to pledge or up your pledge. I would feel just awful if anybody did that. But if you have any spare income that you're willing to send our way, if our stories have meant something to you, if you want to show us that they've meant something to you, if you want to see the next thing that we make, now's the time. And you get access to, at this point, a frankly insane amount of bonus content. At the $7 level, you get access to all the production scripts, which are always full of bonus stuff, behind-the-scenes stuff. And at the $10 level, you get access to like hundreds of hours of commentaries at this point that range from actually serious, this is how we make the show type stuff, and extremely silly, breathing with the boys, Lord Arm fan cast type stuff. So it would just mean the world to us if you could support us and help us out. It is no exaggeration to say that the only thing that I want to do with my life is make stories, make stuff for you all to see. And that's only going to be possible if our support keeps up. And I know it's going to fall a little bit after the end of Juno and Second Citadel. So anything that you can do to show that you are going to stick with us, that you're going to help us out, will make our next project more likely, stronger, better, harder, better, faster, stronger, etc. And thank you so much. If you're already pledging, thank you so much just for listening. It's crazy that we've gotten to do this as long as we have. And I'm so, so grateful for it. That's enough of that, though. You all have a story to get to. So I will see you later. And I'll see you in not too long for the finales to these stories.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including ones that really speak to me, like Protein Plus for jocks, or Vegan and Veggie for vegetarians. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. Looking for gourmet meals? Try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus. No fuss, no mess meals. Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. Tailored to your schedule. Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution for fast, premium meals without the need for cooking. We're celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Head to factormeals.com/penumbra50 and use code penumbra50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code penumbra50 at factormeals.com/penumbra50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good evening, traveler, and welcome to the Penumbra. Tonight's tale is The Indomitable Duelist.
We have to stop. Lamb, I said we have to stop.
What? Oh, well, we can't stop here. If this fire keeps going, these trees are going to start falling any minute.
That's just why we have to stop, Lamb. I can't leave Caroline behind. It's not right.
I don't know what to tell you. She told us to run. She doesn't want us to get in the way of her fight with that... whoever that was.
That witch is named Guan Yi, Lamb. And she and Caroline have been in love for years. I can't believe Guan Yi would have really hurt her. Not on purpose, anyway. We have to go back and check on her. We have to...
The fire? It's gone. But why? What the hell was that?
That sounded like Guan Yi. Guan Yi!
Hey, Olala, wait up!
Guan Yi, where are you? I think I see her, Lamb. And she's carrying... Caroline!
Oh, please, oh, little girl. You have to help me. It's Caroline. She's...
No, all those burns. She isn't dead, is she?
Not yet, but from the look of her, I'd say she's not far off. It's Guan Yi, right? Put her down carefully so I can take a look. Saints, she's covered in burns. And her breathing doesn't sound good either. She must have inhaled a lot of smoke. Hey, Quan Yi? Quan Yi, come on now, stay with me now. Do you know any healing magic? I've got a little first aid, but her chances will be much better
healing
if...
Healing magic? But I'm no good at healing magic. It would take all my concentration just to clear up one of her burns, and it would all come back as soon as I stopped.
It's okay. Then I need you to...
I've never learned any healing magic because I didn't think it was any fun. Any fun? As if that's the most important thing in the universe, and now she's... Because of me, she's...
Listen to me. Come on now. Keep it together, Quan Yi.
I can't even look at her. I don't deserve to be near her. What have I done? What have I done?
If we're going to save Caroline, I need you to... Damn it. Where'd the witch go?
She just disappeared. Lamb, is Caroline going to...
Not if I have anything to say about it. Olala, I need you to stay here with Caroline.
What? Where are you going?
I'm gonna run back to the witch's camp we stayed in last night. We need medical supplies. Some cloth for bandages. Maybe if we're lucky, there'll be some old magic poultices lying around. A sled, too. We'll need a sled to move her. Burn like that, her skin is too delicate for us to carry her or leave her in the snow. Don't let her move. And if she's thirsty, melt some snow before you give it to her. I'll be back as soon as I can, okay?
Okay.
You can do this. We're going to get her out of here, I promise.
Caroline, what was so important to hide from me that you burned for it? Caroline? Caroline, are you okay?
Up there.
What are you pointing at? Don't move. Don't.
The top of that mountain. My plan. We have to get to the top of that mountain.
We can't. Your plan has to wait. You're hurt. We need to get you to a doctor or...
There's
to...
no time. Nothing matters. Nothing. If we don't get to the top of that mountain, swear you'll bring me there.
But, Caroline, I...
Swear it!
But I... Okay, Caroline. I swear it.
Good. That's my good girl.
Caroline? Caroline!
The Senate has voted to allow you an audience, humans. Follow me.
Okay, so they decided not to kill us. That's good, right? That has to be good.
It's a first step, anyway.
So... what's our plan?
I can do most of the talking. I've had to talk in front of a group of monsters before. While I'm doing that, I think you should watch the crowd.
Watch the crowd? What do you mean?
Damien's right that there must be peaceful monsters in the Senate, but that doesn't make the war-hungry ones any less dangerous. If we know which ones to watch out for, we might have a better chance of getting the majority on our side.
That's true. The senators that plan everything at Fort Terminus must be here too. I'll try and figure out who they are.
Perfect.
Make way for the human emissaries of Lord Aram of the Swamp of Titan's Glooms. Humans, do you understand why you stand before us today?
We have Lord Aram's Ostracon. That gives us the right to...
An ostracon gives a monster the right to vote in our Senate. It confers no rights at all to a human.
Senator Gunkler will wait until he is called upon to voice his opinion. Continue, human.
I don't think that one likes us.
Thanks, Tal. We have important news to share with you all. We've recently come from Silvershore, a city in the far reaches of the Wayward East. We don't know what they have planned, not exactly, but there are invaders there.
Senator Prima Donna of the Sirens has the floor.
What? But I wasn't...
Oh, human girl of a moonlit night, did perchance you
Senator Prima Donna will be reminded that after last year's fiasco, there will be no singing allowed on the Senate floor. Mind control magic impinges on personal freedoms.
Oh, all right. Did you ever end up figuring out how to kiss that lizard human? And don't skimp on the juicy details.
That seems kind of personal.
That's not why we're here. We're here on Lord Arum's behalf to warn you all that—
Reluctantly, Senator Gunkler of the Muckmen has the floor.
Human, is this definitely a sneaky human plot to infiltrate our Senate and make a mockery of our monster culture?
Look, I'm trying to explain. If you don't want to listen to us, why did you bother granting us an audience in the first place?
Senator Big Shot of the Terpsichores has the floor.
Listen, baby, candy canes. Can I call you candy canes? Let's face it, candy canes. Not everybody's got that star quality, but you're a star. You're shining, brilliant, blinding. Dear heavens, my eyes on fire. And your trial in the trial of Lord Arum, he who we get the picture, was the entertainment event of the season a few years ago. Could we have said no to an encore? No, we could not. No, we could not.
Senator R692352 of the Tin Contraptions has the floor.
It is also the opinion of many senators, including myself, that Lord Arum is owed an apology for his punishment at the slime of the fraud helicoid.
Oh, fraud this, fake that. Helicoid was instrumental in our attack on that Citadel's queen. An attack that nearly succeeded, I will remind my colleagues.
But the universe only knows how much damage that gigantic terror bug would have done if those humans hadn't stopped it. It killed our only Hork warriors, Trotter and Porcus. They were your own invincible team, Senator Snout. Yet you sit there and say nothing?
That has not been proven definitively.
Definitively? Well, come on then, Snout. Where in the universe are they?
Senator Snout doesn't have to take this. I don't have to take this. By the garbage in my blood, I demand respect.
Quiet! Quiet, please! Quiet! Senator Fuzzwuzz of the Teddy Bear Parade has the floor.
I would like to motion for all of us to gather round in one big hug.
Oh,
Tal!
I can't help it, he's just so cute!
This is a disaster.
Maybe later, Senator Fuzzwuzz. First, we have to listen to what these filthy humans have to say.
Okay.
Would you all just please listen to us? There are invaders from over the edge of the world, human invaders, and I don't know what they have planned specifically, but I know they want to kill all of us, and all of you, every monster in the universe.
I mean, no offense, babe, but every human wanting is dead. What else is new? You catch my drift. That's been the Northern Monster story for centuries.
These ones are worse. They have machines, awful machines, anti-magic machines, machines that can turn a beautiful city like Silvershore into sand and rubble.
But now she wants us to believe in Silvershore, a tale for hatchlings.
Oh, stuff it, Gunkler.
Say that one more time, Tin Man. One more time.
Quiet. Senator, a big gross pile of moss of the Lycanate has the floor. Senator Cluck, would you please move the esteemed senator's wheelbarrow closer to the soundstone?
We of the Lycanate have noticed changes in the soil that align with the human's warning.
Oh, soil. It's always soil with you creatures.
Senator Gunkler, you will show respect to a big gross pile of moss. Please continue, Senator.
The reserves of natural magic in the soil are depleting. Something, perhaps one of these invaders' machines, is leeching magic from the universe. And perhaps it is always soil with us, Gunkler, but all begins with soil, and all ends as soil. Soil! The universe is skin. It feeds the plant beasts, they feed the beast beasts, they feed all else. If we do not have the magic to sustain the soil, all magical life in the universe will fall. Soon after.
Senator R692352 of the Tin Contraptions has the floor.
My gears turn slower as of late at a rate of negative 0.02% acceleration per revolution. Constructs and familiars will be the first to fall as magic leaves the universe.
I'm scared. What are we supposed to do?
Someone protect Senator Fuzzwuzz! Someone! Anyone!
Rilla, do you see that senator right over there? The one with the big tusks?
The one they call Senator Snout?
Yeah, he hasn't said much, but he keeps whispering to that Senator Gunkler, and he's been looking really angry the whole time.
Do you think he planned everything at Fort Terminus, too?
If he did, I think he's smart enough to know that the other senators don't want to hear from him right now. Smarter than Senator Gunkler, anyway.
So he's the brains. We'll have to be careful.
These humans are the only ones who claim to have seen the invaders. We say we should follow their guidance.
They must have come here for some reason. Get to the point, Candy Canes!
That's right. We must have come here for a reason, humans. Spread it out!
We came here to suggest an alliance. You all aren't strong enough to beat the Offworlders, but neither is the Second Citadel, so we think you should work together!
Tell!
I'm sorry, I just couldn't handle all the fighting!
What are you? I'm with you!
Please, Gunkler, allow me. I believe we have all given these humans more than a fair chance to speak their peace. It's true that this was a favor we owed to Lord Aram, but a favor can only extend so far. To suggest that we ally ourselves with those turncoat murderers in the Second Citadel, and here, of all places, the season the Senate has convened near the site of the massacre in the waves. There comes a point when saying nothing while others insult you is only a way of insulting yourself.
No, please. We're just trying to help. If the Offworlders get their weapons together and bring them here, then everybody, every human and monster, is going to die.
Then it's another human twig. Just like those three scary brothers.
No, you don't get it. We just want to be like ambassadors. You never have to talk to the Second Citadel. We'll do all the talking for you and—
Ambassadors! Listen to them. The insults never stop with these insolent humans.
But it's true. If you'll give us a chance, I really think we can do it. If you just listen, then we can talk to the people in the Western Wastes and the Southern Frost, and we'll talk to the Queen of the Second Citadel and—
They'll talk to the Queen, will they? But where have we heard that one before?
We've the likeness, remember? It was human ambassadors that caused the first human betrayal of monster kind. Human ambassadors that led to the massacre on land. The massacre in the waves. The massacre in the sky.
And the humans love those traitors so much, they call them saints. Centuries have passed, and we've only recovered one of our relics.
The saints?
See, we just did it.
Please stop. If we could just talk about this. We're just trying to help, please.
I would like to motion for executing the humans at dawn by gross disembowelment.
All in favor of the esteemed Senator Fuzzwuzz's proposal?
Aye! And I would like to motion to to expand our war efforts to include all humans, including these humans from over the world's edge. Let those killers in the second citadel name the place and the time for their standoff with the human invaders. We will be there with fang and claw, ready to slaughter whichever side survives.
All in favor of the esteemed Senator Snout's proposal?
Aye!
No!
Then it is decided. The Monster Senate will reconvene at dawn with the execution of these human upstarts.
So, that didn't go so well.
Didn't go so well? Really, Tal?
I was just making conversation.
I don't think I've ever seen anything go worse. We came here to find reinforcements for the war against the off-worlders, and all we did was make the war even bigger. We added another army. We're so doomed. And not just us either. Everyone is. And everything we try and do, telling the Queen and telling the Monster Senate, it's all just made things worse. I don't know what to do, Tal. Everything feels so hopeless, pointless.
Well, look on the bright side.
What bright side? What could possibly be the bright side here?
Yoo-hoo, my Rilla, don't tell him it is I, Damien the Pious, here for your rescue.
Damien! Boy, am I glad to see you.
Yoo-hoo?
You seem in real good spirits, Damien. Do you have a way to get us out of here?
Why, of course I do, friend Talvern, and I found something much more important than that.
Maybe this can wait until after we're free.
Ah, yes, of course. Luckily, it seems you did label several popping pods in Lord Aram's workshop, Myrilla, for I have this. A steel-eater flytrap to eat the bars to your cell window. Now, take my hand and climb through, quickly. Myrilla, are you coming?
What? Yeah, I'm coming.
There. And now, with both of you successfully freed from the Senate's lair, I can share the tale of my adventure while you were imprisoned and the great boon I discovered.
Shh. They had guards right outside our cell. It'll be pointless to rescue us if all three of us get caught right now.
Too right, my love. We shall away. Oh, I can't wait a second longer. I must tell you what I found. It is of great import in our quest, in our history, in our...
Shh! I can hear someone coming.
It looks like two of those senators, Snout and Gunkler.
Oh, very well. Then I will hide if we must.
That was quick thinking on the floor today, Snout. More humans to fight against. The Senate will see soon enough that northern monsters cannot live until every human is snuffed out.
Yes, well...
How did you think of it so quickly?
To tell you the truth, Gunkler, I was aware of these off-world invaders before the humans ever spoke of them.
No, surely not.
My spies in the Citadel had already informed me about a strange device called an aeroplane, which crash-landed there recently. It seems to be a very formidable weapon. With any luck, the war will continue another 1,000 years while we fight it. A millennium of war. I can smell the blood already. Warhog weapons will be in high demand for years to come.
And think of all the precious garbage when that citadel falls.
When it falls, yes. Of course. My spies will tell me when the Citadel plans to battle these invaders. And we will be there, ready to spur them on. Come, Gunkla. Sentencing those humans has given me quite the appetite.
My, they seem unsavory.
That's a word for it. The Senate didn't go so well, Damien.
The Senate? Ah, yes, the Senate. Well, that hardly matters any longer. I have found information that has changed our course completely, my love. The key to a relic that could destroy those people from over the edge of the world for good.
Really? What is it, Damien?
You'll never believe me.
I'll try.
Oh, it's incredible, friend Talfrin.
Really?
Just say it, Damien.
Saint Damien's Spear. One of the Saint's three relics from the fall of the First Citadel. I know precisely where it's hidden. And the location is close by.
But I thought St. Damien's spear was lost, like St. Ferdinand's slingshot.
It was. But while I was searching for the cell where the Monster Senate would be holding the two of you, I overheard some monsters discussing the spear. Evidently, they have stowed it away in a cave close to here. But if we were to retrieve it... Oh, just think of it! A relic capable of slaying a lake full of monsters would surely be useful in a battle against those invaders from over the world's edge.
Slaying a lake full of monsters.
Do you think that's what the senators meant by the massacre in the waves?
St. Damien must have had his reasons. Come, follow me.
But Damien...
I was able to find the cave myself, and so St. Damien's spear is nearly in our grasp. Come, quickly, quickly.
Villa?
I can't think of any better ideas, can you?
No, I guess not.
How's she holding up back there, Olala?
Caroline's burns have improved since you put that poultice on her, but her breathing still doesn't sound good.
We got lucky that the Hibernian witches kept their potions underground. Without that healing cream... Are you sure you want to do this, Olala? It's not too late for us to turn back to that village. Going down this mountain would be a hell of a lot easier than going up it.
She sounded so sure about coming up here. She made me swear it.
That doesn't mean...
Lamb, do you need me to take a turn pulling the sled? I could take the form of a moose or a bear, and it would be easy for me.
You stay right where you are, Olala. If you want Caroline to pull through this, the most important thing is to keep her warm. You can grow fur to do that. I can't.
Lamb, what was that?
Sounded like thunder. Damn it, it's a blizzard! It must be a magical storm. We'll just have to push through as fast as we can. Hold on tight, Olala.
Okay. This is so cold.
Olala? Something's wrong.
What is it, Lamb?
I can't move another step. I feel so heavy.
Lamb! Oh, he's unconscious. Lamb, wake up. Lamb! It's okay, Lola. You can bring them the rest of the way. And if you go fast enough, it won't matter that they're cold. Yeti. That will give me the strength I need.
I have to hurry. But rub lately. Everything feels so heavy. Focus, Olala. Come on. I can't. We have to... But I just can't. crawl up this whole mountain if I have to, but I'll do it. Up the mountain. I see. Is that a person? Please, Bib, you have to help Lib and Caroline. You have to help them. I can't let them die here. I can't.
Where am I?
Ah, so you've awoken. Are you hungry? Snow Rabbit is meager, but filling.
Yes, thank you.
Here you are. Take as much as you'd like. Your companion has already refused his share.
My companion? Liam, you're all right.
For now. I'd be careful with that rabbit, Olala. Something's off about this lady.
You think so? She just looks like some old woman to me.
Look around you, Olala. The blizzard's hitting every part of the mountain peak except for her camp, and how the hell did she get up here anyway?
But she rescued us, didn't she? That means she can't be... Caroline! Where's Caroline?
Right here, Olala.
Ah, so all three of you have awoken. I'm impressed. With injuries like those, I expected you to remain unconscious for several days.
Her bandages have been changed. Did you do that, ma'am?
Rescuing you from the snow would not mean much if she died of infection soon after. Humans are terribly delicate things.
Humans?
Caroline, what the hell are you doing?
Don't move, Caroline. You'll hurt yourself even more. Your sword? Caroline, why?
You, old woman, draw your weapon. I challenge you to a duel.
Are you
what
nuts?
What are you thinking?
Put your sword down. I'm a duelist, not a murderer. One of you will have to duel me before you leave this mountaintop, but it will not be the injured one.
Caroline, who is this lady?
She is a monster god of the duel. One I hoped would become our ally in the fight against those machines from over the world's edge. A Tengu.
You mean, like the soul Galahad had trapped in his soul keeper?
Then you must have met the human who killed my younger brother. You won't be quite as lucky, I'm afraid. This Galahad you've mentioned only managed the feat through trickery. I have taken precautions to ensure the same does not happen to me. A magical blizzard to deter any who might attempt to scale my peak. An unconsciousness curse to give me the time to look through your belongings.
You did all that on your own?
The Tengu hold great power. But as you may soon find, power is its own kind of curse. I apologize deeply. I wish it were not so. But if any of you wish to leave this mountain peak alive, one of you must duel me to the death.
If you've enjoyed this tale, please consider supporting The Penumbra. You can do so by buying our merchandise. Just go to thepenumbrapodcast.com and click on the store tab. You can also make a one-time donation to The Penumbra via PayPal at The Penumbra Podcast. Or, if you'd like to keep our stories running in the long term, we hope you will support us on Patreon. Every dollar helps. At just $4 per episode or higher, you will receive ad-free episodes 2 days before the public release. At the $7 level, you will gain access to behind-the-scenes content and production scripts. And at the $10 level, you will receive access to commentary tracks like this one from co-creators Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. A fun case where it happens every once in a while that I will write a character and I will have a voice in mind, like a voice analog in mind, and I won't say it out loud, but the actor will come to the same thing. And Melissa Enulet, who plays Senator Prima Donna, brought up Marge's sisters, Patty and Selma, from The Simpsons, and that's exactly who I intended.
That's so funny. So, of course, it had to go to Melissa Enulet, this character, because of the singing, and Melissa is the most operatic singer of certainly at least the actors that we had.
She's a voice teacher. We would like to give special thanks to all who support us on Patreon, but especially to Juno Lupin, Juno G, Eska, Bettina Trevino, Aleem Muktadir, Brittany Potter, Sophia and Juno Adler, The Emerald Age This Podcast Haha, The PI, The Train and The Knights, Mr. Me, Myself and I, Kira, Jack M. Cohen, Girl in the Midnight Sky. Thank you, Penumbra Team, for your amazing work. Braylon, Hannah and Leah's Adventures in Gender Shenanigans, The Lady Guinevere and the Girls Are Fighting, Shelley Schrode, Kevin, Please Say Butts on Live Recording, thanks, Jamie, Osipit, Evett Connie, Diana Cause, Benjamin Fisher, SCP Chloe, DW and ML are at Sir Mark's Super Fun Basement Party, Theo Alex Dean, Jun Gishoku, Skyfire Forever, The Lady Has Claimed Another One, Jay Hull, Stryker Flynn, Juno Steeled My Gender, Liv Allen, Alice the Time Lord, In Memory of Spiral Opal, Eden the Gay Bookworm, Michael David Smith, Kevin Please Tell Me Today Is a Better Day to Be a Scaly Finally, Kiki's Podcast Patronage Service, Caroline Seidman, Radia Selna, Rain and Pippin from the Glen Dimension, Karen ZH, Genetic, Minchowski, Ash, Jamie Gunter, Britt Flanagan, and Angel Acevedo for their incredibly generous contributions per episode. Thank you. This tale, The Indomitable Duelist, was told by the following people. Marge Dunn as Olala and Senator Gunkler, Stuart Evan Smith as Sir Lamorak and Senator Fuzzwuzz, Melissa DeJesus as Kuan Yi and Senator A Big Gross Pile of Moss, Leslie Drescher as Caroline and Senator R692352, Melissa Enulet as Rilla and Senator Prima Donna, Jason Mellon as Talfern and Senator Big Shot, Matthew Zonzinger as Damien and Senator Snout, and Eleanor Cho Fellerhoff as the Tengu. The Penumbra is created and produced by Harley Takagi Kaner and Kevin Vibert. If you wish to know more about the full production team, you can read about them in the show notes of this episode. I'm afraid that is our time for today, dear traveler. We hope you will join us again soon.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.